Well, now imagine you've made that long journey, long journey to Bethlehem to register for the census. It's geographically actually not that far, but if you're walking, that's a long way. And the hotels are all full. There are no TVs in the rooms, no electricity for your iPod. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do to amuse yourself? Well, maybe the people would gather around the fire in the evenings and play a party game. And we're going to do a wee party game now, and it's called What's in the Box? And I need some help. I need some help from people for this. So I'll grab some people as they come forward. When the angel came to tell Mary that she was going to have a son, he said this: "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." So this is clearly going to be a really important birth. And it's not surprising, therefore, that lots of different people came to visit Jesus after he was born. We're going to have a think about some of them. So let's see what's in the first box. Where's Aidan? I can see you. Come and give me a hand, Aidan. Can you find a box with a number one on it? That's it. Do you think you could open that for me? Good idea. Yeah, pop it up here. Brilliant. Well done. Can you open that? I'll give you a hand. That's it. Well done. Right, now, who is in here? A king. Aha. Uh-huh. Is there another? And another. Try this. Can you stand them up on the wee stage? Well done. Three fabulous knitted characters. Now, who knitted these? Is it Margaret? Where are you, Margaret? You're there. These are fantastic. Didn't recognize our own creations. We're working backwards. The last people to come to see Jesus were these guys. And who were they? Three kings. Sometimes called three kings. Actually, the Bible describes them as wise men. And in fact, the more accurate translation is Magi, a word called Magi. Now, what were Magi? Magi were actually Zoroastrians. These were a really dodgy bunch of foreign astrologers or magicians. Frankly, they are the last sort of people that you would expect turning up to visit the king of the Jews. They're foreigners. They did all sorts of things that God had expressly said not to do, like try to tell the future. But even though they must have known that they wouldn't be made very welcome by the locals, they really wouldn't have been approved of, and even though they had to travel hundreds of miles to get there, these guys were wise enough to know that there was something going on here that they just couldn't possibly miss. They spent all that time on the journey, all the effort to find out where Jesus was, had to visit Herod with his tea cozy, and money on presents that would have been really, really expensive, because they saw something that was going to change history. All right, let's see who's in the second box. Who else is back there? Mia. Is Mia back there? Mia. Mia. Come and give me a hand. There you are. Can you find a box with number two on it? Over here. Can you find a box with number 2? Well done. Take that out and see if you can open it for me. Give that a good rip. I'll give you a hand, shall I? Is it too hard? Oh, it is quite hard. Who wrapped this? And rip. Go on. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Right. If you take that box and pop it on that stage and open it up and see who's in there. Now, who are these? Do you know who they are? There's a clue in the box. What are those? Sheep. So who do you think the people are? Shepherds. Could you arrange them next to the wise men there? That'd be really good. Thank you. Thanks, Kirsten. Bunch of shepherds and a sheep. Now, these guys look pretty friendly. Have a look at them later. And the sheep look particularly cute. I'm sure lots of people today would think that being a shepherd is a great job. To be honest, though, sheep are smelly, stupid creatures, and looking after them really isn't much fun. Has anyone here ever been a shepherd or worked with sheep? You have, Cal. What was the muckiest, dirtiest job that you had to do when you were looking after sheep? There was something about the hooves, wasn't there, you had to do? Maggots in their hooves. Nice. So the job that shepherds had to do was dirty and smelly and really lonely and often dangerous. And to be honest, even if you were a real animal lover, in those days, nobody wanted to be a shepherd. Shepherds were the real lowlifes of society. They were regarded just as scum by most people. People thought of them as thugs and criminals. Shepherds weren't even allowed to give evidence in court because people assumed that they would just be complete liars. But here we are at the birth of the Son of God, and God sends a huge choir of angels to announce that Jesus has been born to shepherds? Really? I mean, these just aren't the sort of people that you would expect God to go to first. They're not popular, they're not famous, they're not important, they're not trustworthy. Why does God invite these people along specifically? This is very strange. It's as though God doesn't really care about who's rich and famous and impressive. He cares more about ordinary people. People who are on the edge of society. People who everyone else has rejected. Let's open another box. Who else have we got? Ellie. Is Ellie back there? Ellie, come and open another box for me. Can you find box number 3? Can you find a box with 3 on it? See if you can open that. Rip. I bet you guys are faster on Christmas Day opening your presents. Well done. Now, take that up here and see if you can open that one. And who's in there? Can you open it up? Take them out. We've had wise men and shepherds. So these two must be... Who do you think? Yeah, Mary and Joseph. Could you pop them next to the shepherds? Well done. Thank you. These two characters have been chosen by God to bring up his own son. So do you think that they might have been feeling just a little bit of pressure there? If God's chosen them for such an important job, then obviously they must have been really respected, well-off, powerful people, don't you think? Must have been famous people from the capital city. Except they just weren't. We don't know much about Mary and Joseph, and that's because they were nobody to know. They were just poor, anonymous people until Jesus came along. Joseph was just an ordinary tradesman, and they lived in an ordinary little town out in the country. And they certainly weren't respected after Mary gave this announcement that she was pregnant before she was even married. Here they are in Bethlehem, which is Joseph's hometown, and so presumably he's got aunts and uncles and cousins and all that in the town. Ever occurred to you why they were having to find an inn to stay in? Why weren't they being put up by their family? My guess is because the family were all just too ashamed of them to have them. Mary and Joseph just aren't the sort of people that you would expect God to choose to bring up his own son. Except for one thing. Mary and Joseph did what God told them to do. He gave them a job that was going to be really tough. It was going to be embarrassing and humiliating, a huge responsibility. But Mary and Joseph just did it without arguing or fussing. They were pretty nervous, but they did it. Maybe that's more important to God than anything else. Another box. Who haven't we got? Delphine, can you open a box for us? Can you find box number 4 back here? Well done. Fantastic. If you can open that one, I think the lid will just pull off that. If you pull the lid up. Oops. That's it. Yes, it is a box. Well done. And what's in there? Well, there's no baby Jesus there, but it is the manger that he slept in, isn't it? Could you go and put that by Mary and Joseph, do you think? Just over here. Pop it over there by them. Thank you. So this is where the Son of God is going to sleep straight after he's been born. Is this a hospital incubator that is going to keep him safe and healthy? Is it a four-poster bed in a luxury hotel? No. It's a manger. It's an animal feeding trough. It would have been dirty and filled with... Aiden, where's Aiden? He knows this. What's the manger filled with? Aiden, what's in the manger? Yeah, or prickly hay. Very good. You can ask Aiden about that later. Prickly hay. It's really not comfortable. This is almost offensively basic. It's dirty, smelly, awkward. Why would God send his son to be born somewhere like this? Unless he was trying to make a point about something. Unless he was trying to say, you know what? I'm going to come to live among you. Be really one of you. Go through all the stuff, all the pain, all the worry, all the heartache, all the hunger, all the exhaustion that you go through. So we've got wise men, we've got shepherds, we've got Mary and Joseph, we've got a manger. Are we missing someone? Who hasn't opened a box? Katie. Bethany. Or Bethany. Somebody who hasn't opened a box, come and open a wee box for me. Somebody can, come on. Katie. Oh, here we go. Oh, Bryony can. Bryony, well done. Open the last wee box. Who's in there? Jesus, could you put him in the manger? Thank you, Bryony. We've been opening lots of presents here this morning, and And we're going to do that all through Christmas. Loads and loads of presents. And that's great. It's a really exciting time. And the gifts that we give and receive are reminders that God gave us the best gift of all. And the food and the parties and, you know, seeing your great Aunt Mabel, all that stuff. It's a great time. But none of that would be happening if it weren't for Jesus. Jesus is why we're doing this. This is why we're gathered here this morning in church, because we are celebrating absolutely the best Christmas present ever. God's present to all of us of his son Jesus. At Christmas we think of Jesus, the baby. But that's the same Jesus who the Bible describes as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. That's the same Jesus who came to turn despair into hope. It's the same Jesus who came to be a friend to the lonely. The Jesus who came to turn death into life. The Jesus who came to bring peace and joy and forgiveness and love and healing and light into a gloomy, dark, murky world. We've got one box left, actually, hidden down beside Christine. I thought I'd ask Christine to come and help us open this box. Come up to the front, Christine. We've been talking about God's gift to us, which is why we give presents at Christmas. So we've got some presents for the children here at church. So Christine's going to give these out, and then she's just going to pray for the children.